Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello, and welcome back to 20 whatever. We are taking it back to high school, but not in the way you may think. This year is everyone in this room's 10-year high school reunion.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
I realized that a few weeks ago, and I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. No.
So for those of you that graduated in 2014...
This is the year.
This is the year.
And I have to say that because obviously I was like, what do you mean?
Right.
Right, because
we graduated in 2014. The math actually, in fact, mathed.
And it is, in fact, not like 2016, like my brain thinks.
Yeah. I genuinely feel like I've graduated, like, probably like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Like 5-ish years ago. Yeah, yeah. That, like, sounds right.
Yeah, like, I don't have friends who are in high school anymore.
Right.
But, like, it's not that long.
It's not that long.
And then I'm like, oh, my baby brother, my little teeny tiny fetus of a brother, Austin, is 21 years old, graduating college this year, and married.
Right.
So what does that make me?
Right.
Old.
Old.
And that's okay.
Yep. Is it? well, we're gonna find out how okay it is. I was really shocked. I was like, wow, it's actually been 10 years. Like, time really be flying.
I know. Do you guys have plans on going to your high school reunion when it rolls around? Or
absolutely not.
Yeah, I won't go because I went to, as we'll learn through this episode and what we're going to be doing, I left my, like, high school after sophomore year. Mm-hmm. So, like, I went, and then I went to a charter school where I did, like, independent study. So it's like, I'm not going to go to that one, but also I wouldn't go to, like,
the other one. Yeah, right,
and
right.
And even if I did, like, I don't think I would want to.
Right.
But I don't know. What about you?
I don't think I would go because, as like you said, I also went to the charter school and then spent my entire time going to the other high school that was like all my friends from middle school went to. So I was like, well, I'm not going to go to their 10 year because I'm not going to be invited. I was like, but I was at their prom, which is great.
Right.
Like, I did all the prom things that needed to, and like the school games because my school didn't have it. So
I did
it at that one. So I don't think I'm invited to my 10 year.
Right. At school you didn't attend.
So weird.
Right. I definitely... will be invited, and I just will not be going.
Mm-hmm.
I just have no desire. Like, I literally don't care about any of this. Like, I just, like, don't.
You see the people you want to see.
Yeah, correct. And it's no one in high school. Like, it's literally not. Like, I'm just so, I feel so removed from that time of my life. And there's, like, literally, I can probably count on one hand people I still even follow, like, on Instagram from high school. I just, like, do not care.
Yeah.
And, like, if you want to see me, you can find,
I'm there.
I have a public profile. Like, you can find me if you really want to. And, like, but I just, like, don't.
I recently did a cleanse on my page and was like, hey, your attention is the most important thing you have. How about we clean up all the people that you're being updated from high school? Like, that's amazing that you're having a baby or you're getting married. And I love that. But, like, it doesn't pertain to my life and it actually takes up space. Like, I'm like, did you know that they're girl.
That's, like, not relevant to you. Yeah.
Unfollow. And so if I have unfollowed you and you, we know each other from high school or just unfollowed in general, it's not personal. It's not personal. It's just, like, I genuinely should not be keeping up with what's going on.
Yeah.
Because from high school.
Yeah.
I also think it's fun that it's been 10 years is long enough now and even longer from, you know, the photos before our graduation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's been long enough now that there is a lot of nostalgia there and the photos have now aged to the point that they very much look like they come from a time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So right. there, as I was going through this, I was laughing a lot at like the fashion, the mm-hmm. poses, so many like Mac photo booth pictures with the different yeah. filters and all of that.
Yep.
And so it just made me feel like cringe, but also like, aww.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like such simpler times. Like, look, yeah. aw, they were just like sitting on the computer and like doing filters.
And like, like their biggest worry in the world was like, if so-and-so was going to like go to the field trip and like who they were going to sit next to. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like just so silly stuff. But it, yeah, I think like, I wonder, obviously like it changes every generation, but like the kids now are going to have some really nice looking photos.
Mm-hmm.
Like taking on these iPhones, like they're going to have some good shit, but I guess in 10 years they'll have some better shit. So mm-hmm. same thing. But I know I was looking at some of these photos and I was like, this looks like it was taken on a potato.
Yep. Which, by the way, us having to collect our photos, I think we should take a brief. Like,
Let's talk about that.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Like it was tough for me to find these photos, which I'm still missing some photos. My like literally just having to be like, mom, where the hell are the photos off the old digital camera that right. we used to have? Because you had to store them. Ridiculous. Point is, that was a lot harder to find. And now I know that I actually have to go back and scan some photos.
Like scan photo, like also scan.
No, don't talk to me.
Fax the photos.
Don't talk. Shut up.
Faxing.
How about for you, ladies? Was it easy? Just
I pop just on had in? My mom go on Facebook because she was like posting everything. Like that's when she like you know Facebook was like popping.
Yeah.
Yes. And so she would post everything, and I was like, "Can you find photos of me from 2010 to 2014?" And she was like, "Oh my god, of course,
I have an album."
Yeah. And so she was reminiscing, and so we were reminiscing a lot. We had a ton of laughs, like looking at these photos, and she was like, "Yeah, Ryan, like you were always doing your little fashion thing." She's like, "I didn't always understand what was going on, but I loved it anyways, and I supported you." And I was like, "Thank you for saying that and supporting me, because I'm looking at these like, wow, that was really bad. Choices were being made,
yeah.
But I appreciate that you supported me."
She's like, "I was letting you be."
Yeah, free. No, literally, she was like, "I don't know what you were doing, but I loved it anyway, honey."
Do you think she was referencing like the when you were like obsessed with like fashion and you were like, "I want to be a fashion."
I think she just the choices I made as far
fashion
as outfits,
wise. Gotcha.
I chose to wear and put together and all of that. She was like, "Oh, wow,
those yeah. prints together.
That's creative."
Yeah.
Sorry, mom. They did it on Disney. I saw them put the
that's
leopard.
That's literally what I was looking at. I was like, wow, I know for a fact that I was like,
so not all of
this.
It was just like our ideas. It
no,
was like that
we
was what
influenced.
Was trending. Thank you.
Well, if yes. Hannah Montana had 8 different layers of different prints, why can't Ryan Christina?
Thank you.
I completely agree.
I think we need to see your prop.
Oh
today.
Yes. I have I have something for show and tell. So when I was in high school, I had all my photos on like, you know, the family computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember at one point my dad said, "I'm going to put this all on like a hard drive for you." Mm-hmm. So you just have all of your photos separate from ours. You can like keep all your stuff. So he got this hard drive. He wrote on it.
A relic.
With, a faded label maker. It says high school. Mm-hmm. And I wrapped it in different layers of washi tape. This is the gold mine of everything that I sourced for this video, except for a couple that Kenzie sent me. Now, the problem is this thing is so old and decrepit that the it is like almost dead. And the little like plug-in thing here, I have to like squeeze it so tight to get the computer to sense the hard drive there. So I'd like squeeze it, plug it in, go through each album or each photo booth library, because I had a different one for each year of school, and
love
like
that.
Drag as many as I could to the desktop.
Right.
And then it would like disengage.
Sarah right. has one hand on the thing holding
literally.
And the other hand scrolling.
Yes.
She's sweating. She's like,
oh my God.
So I definitely need to back this up, but I am so glad that I had this.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dad.
Yeah.
Literally.
Thank you.
I know. These are truly like, because I was talking to my mom about this when we were looking, and she's like, wow, I didn't realize how many photos of myself, obviously she's, you know, older than us. She's like, these are all in like photo albums. Like I'd have to go and like scan them or take pictures of them to post of like the pictures. I'm like, right. She's like, wow, but really just, I'm like, yeah, you had the photo albums and I have the dinosaur potato phone camera footage. That's what I have.
Right.
Let's take a quick pause and hear a moment from our sponsor. Now, I have a confession to make. When it comes to fashion, I'm a bit of a commitment phobe. I'm the girl who can spend hours in a store admiring every piece, touching every top in sight, saying, "How cute is this?" But when it comes time to making a decision, I walk out empty-handed. Because the thought of investing in a new outfit only to second-guess myself later and never end up wearing it honestly stresses me out.
So this year, I decided to try something different. Enter Nuuly. Nuuly isn't just your average clothing subscription service. It's a style sanctuary. For just $98 a month, you can choose any six styles that speak to your heart. With an expansive collection of thousands of styles from more than 400 brands, including names like Free People, Anthropologie, and my personal favorite, Show Me Your Moomoo, Nuuly opens the doors to endless possibilities. And the best part? Nuuly celebrates diversity, offering inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity options. Plus, with seamless shipping, returns, and expert cleaning service, Nuuly takes the stress out of dressing to impress. Nuuly brings the fun. Nuuly gives you everything you need to get inspired, get creative, and explore your style without making commitments. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. I love the flexibility with Nuuly. There are no fees, no late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or just need to take a break. Fast free shipping and returns. Oh, and no laundry. Nuuly has a professional state-of-the-art laundry facility. Like, how perfect? But let's talk savings. With Nuuly, you can indulge in the latest trends without breaking the bank. No more endless cycles of buying, wearing once, and tossing aside. Nuuly allows you to curate your dream wardrobe without the guilt, making every day feel like a fashion show. I love that you get the option to buy what you love, and sometimes it's up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with code 2020. Just go to Nuuly.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code 2020 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code 2020. Nuuly subscription clothing rental, change your clothes.
Well, we are going to be showing you these photos that we have collected. We decided that we are each going to do a little eras tour of our high school experience. So talk about the different things we were into, what we were going through, kind of a summary of our high school experience.
Yes.
With photos for everything.
Photos so, for proof.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's straight up evidence.
I know. That I'm sorry to me and, us.
I am sorry to us.
I'm like, am I willingly putting this on the internet?
I know. I really had that thought and I was like,
here.
Well,
if we're
you're going to use it, yeah, if you're going to use it against me, you might as well. Here it is. I'll give you the ammo.
So this is going to be a more visual episode. So if you want to watch the video version on YouTube, the photos will be coming up on screen as we talk about them. But also, if you prefer to listen, if you're driving, if you're working, doing whatever with this on in the background, feel free to listen. We will describe them. And then you can go to the 20 whatever Instagram to see the receipts later.
Yep.
God, the fact that we have receipts.
I know.
It wasn't
know.
So back in time that there was like, oh, there's no photos. Yeah, oh, darn, sorry. I don't have them.
Yeah, yep.
No, nope. Just pop around real quick into Facebook.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. And while you guys are over there at Instagram, make sure to hit us a follow and follow us on TikTok as well as subscribing on YouTube.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Well, then on that note.
I know. Where do we begin?
Right. I don't know. Take it away, Sierra.
Am I starting? Should I kick it off?
Yes, I know. I feel like you should.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We've heard some stories about your high school, and I think now is the time to see.
You're going
to
see.
I'm ready.
Now, my high school experience is clearly divided into two parts. In the middle.
I'm excited for what you're going to say.
Well, can you guess what the divider is? My grippy soft vacation.
Yep.
Yes. So there will be a clear divide.
Post-grip.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So you'll see Sierra before the mental health spiral and after.
Love it.
You know?
And then, I can't wait.
And do we rebuild? Do we spiral further? Stay tuned.
Right.
So we're starting off pretty wholesome. So my freshman year of high school, this was like my soccer girl era. Mm. I was just like deeply, deeply into my soccer team. I played for my school. I had a club team. Like most of my friendships were from soccer. Mm-hmm. And then I also had like a smaller group of friends who anytime I wasn't playing soccer, I was with them. Mm-hmm. And one of those people was TJ, Kenzie's husband. He was like my best friend. So like all of these photos. And it's funny because then I met Kenzie through TJ the summer between freshman and sophomore year. So like all of these photos are like me and TJ and a couple of our other friends. And then like Kenzie appears and then it's all Kenzie.
Right.
So I sent some action shots of me playing soccer.
Yes.
These are for the high school team. You can see that yellow band on my shin guard. That was my captain band. I took that very seriously. I was like, I am running this field. I'm keeping everyone on task. Like, I was the soccer girl.
Right.
And I don't think I ever had any delusions about, like, playing past high school.
Right.
I wasn't ever like, I'm going to be a professional soccer player. I just loved it. Mm-hmm. And at this point, I had decided to stop doing theater to focus just on soccer.
Mm. Oh.
So I wasn't doing any theater. It was, like, soccer and that's it.
Right.
Although the theater girl era does make a return post Grippy Sock Vacation.
Right. As it I'm sure it needed to.
So other than the soccer photos, I also included a photo booth photo of me and TJ and our other friend. Mm-hmm. And in this photo, I had just come from either a soccer game or a practice because I have my hair up. I'm in my jersey. And this is like what we did. It was very wholesome. We all just hung out, took pictures on the iMac photo booth. We would, like, walk around the neighborhood and,
dude,
like...
Dude, this filter is such a throwback.
I know. I'm, like, my face is so, like, I'm like, literally smiling from ear to ear because I cannot believe the filters that we thought were doing something. And I mean that so respectfully to this photo. But, right. Like, obviously, you put this filter... There was an option, and we saw this, and
right,
we
and you were like, that's the one.
I love this one and the black and white one. That was, like...
like, sketch
yes.
one.
Yes. That specific one made you look so... I don't know. But I'm seeing this, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Correct.
After this photo, I have a photo from shortly after I was introduced to Kenzie. So this is me and Kenzie when she's dating TJ. Right. And that is TJ in the bottom right corner.
Right.
We are cuddling.
Yes.
Right. It's the thruple.
And TJ is on the outs.
Of course. Right. Of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But TJ used to always joke that, like, any girl that he liked, I would just have to become friends with because I'm like, you will be hanging out with us all the time.
Right.
But then with Kenzie, we took that to the next level.
And you were like, honestly, TJ, get out of here.
Leave, TJ. Bye.
Oh my gosh, this is so sweet. And it's just also so funny to see, obviously, then, because obviously the plot so much thickens later in life.
Yeah, right, right,
like, they literally have two kids.
Yeah.
And, like, now we know Kenzie.
Yes.
Like, that's also, like, an extra layer, too, right?
Yes.
Like, now we know this girl.
I know.
We should bully her for this.
You could, and you can. I had a lot of fun, like, pulling the photos of me and Kenzie, too, just because there is so many. We've been friends for so long. And we were so close. And it's just fun looking back on all of that and realizing, like, how much time has passed, but we're still so close in such a different way. Yeah. For those listening, there is one of me after doing a header. I've got one braid up in the air.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I remember posting that one on Facebook and being like, that's badass.
I look badass.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You're like, I am a soccer girl through and through, babe. Yes. Check out the wrist. Look at me. Like, the field.
I was going to say, this one here, like, she's literally catching air.
No, that
like,
one's
like, your feet are off the ground.
Yes. Bish, that would, if it was in today's era, we would lead the dump with that one.
Yes.
What positions did you play in soccer?
I was center mid. And I think that was also part of the reason that I was, like, one of the leaders on the team is because I was not the best player, like, ever on any team that I had. I was never the fastest. I was never the strongest, but I was really committed. Like, I never missed a practice. I did, like, extra training, you know, on the other days. And I was really committed at practicing and also being center mid. You're the one kind of communicating on the field, which that was what I was great at, yelling at everyone. Right. And, you know, I was very vocal on the field. So.
Right.
So that was really my whole freshman year, was just being a sporty, sporty gal, you know, having my little group of friends. Met Kenzie that summer. And then my sophomore year is when I, like, really got involved. I call this my, like, planner extraordinaire era. This was when I was like, I am dressing up for every spirit day. I am organizing, like, the groups for the class picture.
Right.
So there's a picture of me and Kenzie and our friend Corey painting shirts for the football game. And then there is one of me and one of my, like, childhood best friends who I'm still close with named Kaden on 80s workout day at school.
Oh, you slayed 80s workout day.
I was like, I'm not going to half-ass
this. No, this is 80s workout.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. It's the leopard tights or cheetah tights.
With the headband.
The headband.
And then the bright pink. Those glasses were, like, so in different color. Pink, hot pink,
green,
hot green.
Lime
hot
green.
Orange.
Yes.
Like the like knockoff Ray-Bans. Like, they were always like the Ray-Ban shape.
Yep. Had to be the Ray-Ban
it's
shape.
It's the sparkly, like, sequined Sharpay Evan headband
for. I was gonna say Sharpay. Oh, yeah. That's why, and it's definitely recycled from like the theater era. That's totally. And then applied it for the Spirit Day.
No, I'm so glad you said that because I'm pretty sure I had that headband because I wore it when I performed "Popular" from Wicked for the talent show when I was in like fourth grade.
Correct. Exactly. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Oh my god, that's so, I love this.
Yeah, these are
gold. So look at Kenzie.
Cute. I know, these are so sweet.
Oh, so this era was a lot of fun for me. I was very involved, but also on the inside, my mental health was like spiraling. Mm. So I felt kind of torn between like I think I wanted to be this very like involved, peppy, popular person, and I just couldn't really hold it together for that, like, long term. Mm-hmm. So my mental health through all of these, like, super fun Spirit Day pictures was, like, pretty terrible.
Shit.
And super untreated, too.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really talk to anyone about it because I didn't want it to kind of get away from that, like, facade that I had,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I also got into a really bad relationship at that time near the end of that era who he really kind of alienated me from a lot of my social groups. So he didn't want me to be with everyone. He didn't want me to be that person. He just wanted it to be us all the time. So that plus the mental health, kind of a recipe for disaster.
Right, right.
And eventually, at the end of my sophomore year, that all just kind of cracked. And that is when I went on my grippy sock vacay, which I don't have any pictures of.
Right.
As we can guess.
Right.
I spent some time in the mental hospital, and ultimately I think it was really good for me. It was kind of a demand for help, mm-hmm. you know, like obviously after that I couldn't just ignore it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So following the grippy sock vacay, the next era became what I'm going to call r/I am very deep Tumblr girl.
Right.
This was like, I am no longer that preppy, surface level girl. Let me send you these pictures.
I'm deep.
I'm deep. And I read and I think about things and I post quotes on my Facebook that no one would understand.
Right.
So this first photo is me in a bookshop.
Oh, yes.
With a book over my face.
Right. This is so Pinterest.
Oh, believe me, I posted this on Tumblr.
I was just going to say, how many notes did you get on Tumblr for this, babe? This is, this was definitely retweeted like,
right.
all over on Literally. Tumblr. Like, this is like one of those, like, it's like that Andrea Russett
with
photo.
With the eyes photo. Yes. Totally.
I think I saw this.
Yeah. You might have went viral with this
one. I was never Tumblr famous, but I did reblog a lot of questionable things and post some questionable things.
Uh-huh. Right. Uh-huh. As we all did.
The following picture is what my bedroom wall looked like, where I would handwrite quotes, deep quotes,
right.
about hurt and loss and brokenness.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I would print them out and highlight different parts, and then I would decorate my wall with them. So my wall has like some photos of my friends and then all of these quotes about life and darkness.
Yeah.
Bro, the first, I see one that I can briefly read, if you don't mind me reading.
Please.
Literature is not the alphabet. Mathematics is more than symbols.
What is this music?
Transcends its
notation.
Notation.
Learn to speak these languages.
Anonymous.
Oh.
So this was like my response post grippy sock vacation.
Right.
I also got even closer with Kenzie in this era because we were both going through a lot of the same stuff. We really clung to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my mom saw, both of our family saw like what a positive impact that had on us to like have someone else. So like my mom would always say two negatives make a positive. Like, we'd get together when we were just, like, deeply depressed.
Right.
But then we'd just, like, laugh and be silly. Right. And, like, sometimes we'd cry and read dark books and quotes and go on Pinterest. Or not Pinterest, Tumblr.
Right.
But, like, we were better together. Right, so we really, really latched on to each other in this time. All right, before we get into my next era, let's take a break and hear from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Factor. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating well every day easier. So wherever the day takes you, you can count on amazing, pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals that are delivered right to your door. With over 35 different options to choose from every week, Factor has an amazing variety to suit so many different lifestyles styles and dietary preferences.
I get the vegan and veggie box, and it is amazing. The meals are packed with flavor and ready in just 2 minutes. With no prep, no mess, Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so you can fuel up fast with restaurant quality meals that are ready to eat whenever you are. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons to make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. I'm talking snacks, smoothies, breakfast, so much more. My favorite are probably Factor's protein shakes. They're just so good and like the perfect grab-and-go option to have on hand. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, upscale options done easily. It's less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. And Factor is flexible for your schedule. You can choose between 6 to 18 meals per week and pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and have a feel-good week of meals ready to go. Head to factormeals.com/whatever50 and use code whatever50 to get 50% off. That's code whatever50 at factormeals.com/whatever50 to get 50% off.
There's a picture of me with YOLO written on my forehead and cat whiskers.
Mm-hmm.
This is, before we shot this episode, we each recreated one of our photos. This is the one.
Yeah, I did. This is necessary. Do you have backstory on why this is happening?
Zero recollection.
Cool.
But it is timestamped as June 24th, 2012.
Awesome.
So I love that I have the timestamps for these because it was on iPhoto.
Right.
Mm. And that is Kenzie next to me there. There's also this photo I've talked about on the podcast before. This is us with, if you zoom in, the Band-Aids on our knees.
Oh, yes. With the peace sign.
The peace sign.
Yes.
This was definitely taken on my green Fujifilm flash camera.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Then there's us at the Moonlight Amphitheater with my family. So that's my little brother, Austin, next to us.
Mm-hmm.
We've got books on our lap, of course.
Of course.
I think if you zoom in, Kenzie's literally reading one called Crazy.
Yep.
And we're wearing our crowns with each other's faces on them that we wore everywhere.
Right. This is so, so high school.
I love it.
I really do love it.
I wish the kids were doing it like this.
Kids don't do it this way these days.
It's the tiaras. Like, that's so really silly and so quirky. And I see it.
And same. Literally same. Like, me too.
Yeah, I wish I had a bestie that would, like, do that. Like, that's so silly.
I know.
I wish I had the crown.
Yeah,
I wish I did.
So funny.
And then this last one is us. I think we used to always, like, make little, like, crafts and DIYs and, like, have my mom drive us to Michael's so that we could, like, get craft supplies and, you know, melt all of our mental issues away.
Right.
And so this is us with, like, some sort of, like, homemade, like, Play-Doh on our hands.
Yeah, it looks great. It's Kenzie with the headband, dude.
And I see it, the sparkly headband.
I know, and I so get it. And the way I also had, like, 40 of the same. I'm looking also in this photo with this stuff on your guys' hands, this wall, this door.
Yes.
Is this yours?
That is my door. That was kind of like part two of the quote wall.
Right.
These are all notes from my friends and like some photos and collages.
And a Tom's sticker.
A Tom's
sticker. Oh, of course.
Sticker.
You either had the Tom's sticker or the bag hanging up. I always had the bag hanging up.
Yes.
Yeah, that was decor. Mm.
There's also a John Green quote mixed in there because of course there is.
Right.
It says, I go to seek a great perhaps. Also, like, so much of this era for me was, like, reading John Green books, which maybe lends some context to why when I got to speak with him at VidCon, I was like, blah, 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 blah.
Right. Right.
That was a big part of my life at this time.
Yeah.
And the last picture in this is the ducks. The ducks that Kenzie and I bought.
Their children.
Yeah, your guys' kids.
Mimi and Petrie.
This is Grace and Harlan. These ducks.
Wait, but which one's Grace and which one's Harlan? Tag them.
Grace is the one giving side eye.
Oh my God.
So
this
funny.
Is so sweet.
So sweet. I just really, I can like feel the energy. It's like, I just like know what this feels like. You know what I mean? Like, this just feels like when we were in high school.
I'm catching myself responding and I'm like, oh, I feel this.
I know.
I can just, all I can say is I feel the nostalgia and I see you and you are not alone.
Yeah, I can't wait to feel seen when you guys are going through yours.
Truly.
Oh, and when it's Paloma, really feel seen.
No.
So my next era, I call the old Sierra can't come to the phone right now. This was when I left school. I left my high school after my sophomore year. So junior and senior year, I did independent study. I dyed my hair, went through a breakup.
That'll do it.
Yeah. So I have some pictures of me with said blue hair. One of which is directly saved from Snapchat, in which I have a little piece of my blue hair over my lip, and it says, blue hair don't care.
Right.
Because I was so cool and different.
So cool and different.
And I also got like 3 ear piercings in one day, literally at Walmart. Did you know they pierce your ears at Walmart? Yeah, no. It was like $5 and you didn't need a parent. So I was like, awesome.
What?
Oh, I'm going to Walmart.
You didn't need a parent?
No. Oh my God.
Walmart.
Yeah.
That's a bit.
Holy sh.
That's a bit.
Yeah, because I remember Claire's, you definitely had to have.
Yes, you definitely had to. Yeah.
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 Walmart? You smart girl.
Yeah. I know. Good thing I didn't know. I was piercing my ears at my friend's house.
Right.
Oof. Yeah, that's what we were doing.
Yeah.
Sick. Probably should have went to Walmart.
Right. They would sanitize that shit.
Maybe. So this era was very much like, I am leaving the old Sierra behind. I also started finally getting back into theater this summer. And shortly after that, I started working at the theater. Because, of course, once you get the bug again, you're like, I want to be here every minute of every day.
Right. And you had the opportunity because you weren't like at school all day.
Yes. Yeah. So the owner of the theater was like, you can come and help me clean the costume room at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday. And I was like, excellent.
Right.
I'll do it for free if you have pizza.
Right. Right. Right.
So it started as that. And then they actually did hire me.
Love that.
So that was good.
Yes.
That was, I think, a good transition for me into my next era, which I'm calling time to fuck around before college.
Yeah.
This was like, I suddenly have all this freedom and time. And I also had a few friends who were doing independent study, Kenzie being one of them. Mm-hmm. She also switched to the charter school at the same time as me.
Love that.
Dangerous.
Yeah. So we were like,
so dangerous.
Cool, we don't have shit to do all day.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We'll just like quickly do our packets and then.
It was the packets. Right. And right. They would give us a packet that was supposed to take the whole week. And I would do the packet always in one day. Usually my plan was to do it the first day, so I had the rest of the week with no worries. But usually I would just have the rest of the week with no worries and do it the last day.
Right. Right. Thursday night before the check-in?
Yes.
Yes.
Precisely.
God, I see you.
Right.
I got my driver's license. I got a car for the first time. I had, like, a lot of spending money for the first time because I was working a lot at the theater and had no expenses.
Right. Right.
I also really started pushing the boundaries, you know? I was like, let me try some stuff, you know, before I go to college. I think of this time of, like, getting into some debauchery as a little bit more wholesome because it was all – none of it was peer pressure. Which one are you looking at?
I'm screaming at Street Chillin' at Kid Cudi.
I love this. Is that paint on your chest?
Yes. So they're looking at the Coachella photos.
Yeah, we did skip ahead a bit.
No, please. This is all part of this era. So this is my, this would have been the spring after I turned 18, which was also part of it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm 18 now.
No, right. Let's go outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did go to Coachella. This is straight from my Snapchat. It says, straight chilling at Kid Cudi. I have a flower crown on. There is paint all over my body. There's also one of me. This is my favorite one fashion-wise. I'm in the tiny Hollister shorts, a black tank top, the statement necklace of all statement necklaces.
Yep.
And a headband wrapped across my forehead.
Yeah.
And also, I think that's like a puka shell bracelet.
Right. Yep.
And the Walmart Keds.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course, of course, of course.
Oh, God.
It's just, it's so good.
Uh-huh, it's so good.
It's so good.
You can't make this shit up.
No, you literally can't. You can't.
And the fact that I wrote the text as straight chillin' at Kid Cudi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Straight chillin'.
Straight chillin'. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
There's
And indeed you were.
I was straight chillin'. There's me and my friend Corey at, I think this was Skrillex. Yeah, Skrillex performed this Coachella. Which we've got the bandanas on because there was so much dust.
Right, but also for the photo op.
Yes, of course.
Right. Oh my God, I see you.
And the last photo in this set is actually my little side piece at the time who came with us to Coachella named Steven.
Oh!
That is me and Steven.
That's Steven?
That is Steven.
What? Wait, okay. Before I like really realized what you said, Steven, I was like, not about to talk about this man. Yeah.
I think it's the fact that he's sunglassed, his face is in half the shade, and he's wearing a giant hat.
Yes. Like, that still looks like that. Steven would still wear that hat.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now that I know it's Steven, it's very clearly Steven.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my God. I was really going to say, man, you really have a type. Girl, it's Steven.
It's
Steven.
It's a little foot pop for me.
I am seeing the pop. Come on.
I love this.
So Steven and I started like casually hanging out, hooking up like a couple months before Coachella. And when we were buying our tickets, it was just going to be me and my two friends, Corey and Hannah, going. And Corey's mom, I remember, was like, why don't you guys invite like one of your guy friends? Like, I just feel a little bit more comfortable. Like, because we were like tent camping or car camping.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was like, we had been saving for a long time for this. So we're like, who else is going to be able to go like kind of last minute? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, the guy I've been talking to for literally like 2 weeks at that time. That's like, crazy. I know. The fact that I invited him, I was like, he's like really into EDM. And like, I know he mentioned a couple of his friends are going. Mm-hmm. So maybe he would go with them and then we could like all hang out. So I asked Steven, he's like, yeah, I'm down. His friend Leah was going and her boyfriend. And I'm like, we're still really close with them now. So he bought a ticket. And I was also kind of thinking like, okay, so if we're like on weird ground by then, it's fine because he'll just go with his friends.
Genius.
Exactly. So
perfectly thought out.
But we did not get on weird ground.
Obviously not.
we were very much going to just be like a fling before college. Fling lasted a little bit longer than we planned. Mm-hmm. But there was like when Steven and I met during this era, because this was my fuck around before college era.
Right.
There was no thoughts of like, I'm going to keep dating you when we leave.
Right. Right.
That's like so spicy.
None.
That's so spicy.
Right.
And that's why this is a photo with her and her side piece, Steven, because that was not
exactly.
This is not her man, Steven.
Correct. This is a different Steven.
Yeah.
This is my, I need something to keep me busy until I leave for college.
Right. Exactly.
I see.
Exactly. And he was on the same page.
Right.
So it was great because he was also going to be leaving for college.
Right.
He was going to be transferring from community college. So we were both like, we're about to leave. You're fun. Let's hang out.
Yeah.
And those,
as long as you have the communication where you're like, as long as we both know that we're just trying to like hang out the summer before going to college, you know,
like it's fine.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Because those do happen, but they're also like, I feel like when one person doesn't tell the other person and I thought
I was going to go to college with you.
Like, yes. Right.
Yeah. We had talked about it. I mean, at first we weren't even exclusive. Like it was that casual. Mm-hmm. At this point by Coachella, I think we were exclusive and we had like just barely started calling each other like boyfriend and girlfriend. Mm-hmm. It was very new.
Well, how fun going to Coachella.
I know.
I know. Like you're like babe or whatever.
He asked me a couple months ago. He's like, would we ever go to Coachella again? And I'm like, I don't know, maybe for the nostalgia, but not the way we did then. Mm-hmm. We packed like Lunchables in like a cooler. We car camped. We like, you know.
No, we're not doing
the
that.
Way you're only going to do it when you're young.
Correct. Right. Yeah. That whole like no showering in the bathroom that you have to use as a porta potty. Sometimes it overflows. And it's like, no, babe, we're getting an Airbnb.
Yes.
Right.
So we can shower and rinse off the sweat and the sin from the night before.
Sweat and the sin, exactly.
Girl, Coachella, crazy. Go on.
Yeah. It was, and that's the one and only time I've been to Coachella. But I had a lot of fun. And I think this whole era for me was just like, being a little adventurous, being a little debaucherous, like with some more wholesome things mixed in there. Like I got a Disney pass. And so like me and some of my friends would like go up to Disneyland in the middle of the day because we didn't have school.
Right.
Like one of the pictures that I have here is like me and my friend antiquing in the middle of the day. I also was really involved in theater, so I was spending a lot of time with that group. Mm-hmm. I also got Bruiser during this time.
Oh,
so this is me and Bruiser like on a hike in the middle of the day.
Oh my God.
So cute.
So Bruiser's at least 10 years old.
Bruiser's an old lady.
Ah.
Wow. Old lady.
Bruiser.
This was like a pretty fun time that I look back on fondly. And it was also when I was like medicated for the first time and in extensive therapy. Mm-hmm. So my mental health was more under control. And, like, also just being monitored. Like, it wasn't just so free fall. Mm-hmm. So I think it was good for me before college to kind of get a little bit of that, like, you know, rebelling energy out, but also be, like, working on myself. Mm-hmm. And then I graduated, and Kenzie and I graduated together. So I will send you those pictures. This is us at our high school graduation. And actually what we did not know then was Paloma also graduated that same day on that same stage from that same school.
So
you just know it. So crazy.
I can't get over it. And honestly, looking at this and seeing the 2014 and like the logo, I'm like, girl, we were so close to each other.
We were so close.
I have that diploma. It looks like that. Right. Oh, this is crazy. If I would have literally just like lifted my head and looked around a little, I would have seen Sierra.
We probably did.
I'm sure we had to. There's no, well, the class was so small. Do you remember? I mean, the stage was just, I was like, oh, we barely have anybody.
That is crazy.
Oh my gosh. Look this at is you so guys. Cute. I know. Look at them. Oh my gosh. The foot pop with a little kissy. That's so cute.
I know. I totally love that. Are you wearing character shoes?
I'm wearing my character shoes.
I'm so glad you noticed.
Because yeah, of like, course I was.
No, I mean, anytime I had to do anything like kind of nice, I was like, oh, well, I have heels.
Yeah.
No, they're those are not heels.
Those are character shoes. I also remember about those character shoes. When I went on a trip to New York with my dad, I wore them so that I could say that they've like touched New York.
Aww. That is so cute. And I have to explain for the non-dancer people, it's actually bad for you to wear your dance character shoes.
You're not supposed to.
You are not supposed to, because the bottom of the shoes of like the nice character shoes that we had to probably buy at Capezio or like, you know, like the bitches be saving their whole lives for LaDuca's. You're not wearing that shit out on the cement.
That's and not in New York.
No, not in New York.
There's like a rat scurrying across. I'm like, yes.
But as a kid, and we were still in high school, of course you would wear the character shoes. Right. So I'm so glad that you pointed out, saw them, because correct, you were wearing them. You're not supposed to. As a, another theater person would be like, oh my God. But,
But that's also, that's what we were doing.
But that's what we were doing in high school, because I don't care if it's bad for the shoes. Mom, get me another pair, respectfully. But,
right. Yeah, no, like, it's fine. We just need to wear these.
Yeah.
I also just remembered so when you pointed that out, I almost didn't go to my high school graduation because I had a rehearsal for Little Shop of Horrors that night. Right. And, like, 2 days before, I told my director, like, ha, 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 like, I have my graduation on Thursday, but I'm not going because I'm going to be here. And he was like, go to your graduation. And I was like, well, I put down that I have no conflicts. And that's clearly why you gave me Audrey. And he was like, just go.
He said, go to your high school graduation, please.
But I had no intention of going.
Oh my God.
Because
gosh.
I had to be at rehearsal.
I'm screaming. I blew off my rehearsal. We had rehearsal we had a Hairspray rehearsal. And I was like, I'm not going. I'm at graduation. And the director was like, well, we have rehearsal. I said, I am literally walking at graduation right now. Right, I will not be there.
But our director was like, wait, what? I don't care. Be here.
I was like, I'm graduating high school. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, that is it. That is my all my high school eras.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like you have lived many lives.
Yeah.
I feel like that, too, sometimes.
Right.
Especially when we're looking back at, like, super preppy, like spirit day girly ones. There's a lot I didn't put in because there was just so many people in the group photos. Mm-hmm. And it would have been like so many emojis covering people who I'm like not in contact with anymore. Right. But like I was just so involved and I'm like, no wonder I couldn't keep it together that long.
Right, you were doing too much.
ASB president, peer leaders, uniting students, organizing the dance, goddamn, also ASB. Being the best dressed for the ASB things.
Right.
Well, iconic and I feel it so much that I feel like if we had met before high school, we also would be in these photos together.
Yes.
I know. I was thinking that too. I was like, it's so crazy because you and Kenzie were doing debaucherous things. This bitch was doing far too much. You guys could have, we could have collided.
I know. It's funny because like for all of us, we weren't friends in high school. Yeah, like I met you end of my junior year. Mm-hmm. We were, but we didn't go to the same school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We just did a show together.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We were there, but I never met you.
Yeah. Right.
So like, showing you guys all of this, I feel like you're seeing a side of me that you never have seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting an extra chapter. I'm like, photos, I feel like the photos really definitely helped. So again, if you guys have the opportunity to go over to YouTube to check those photos out, as well as going to Instagram and seeing them, because this honestly is giving me the full picture, so it's worth it. So please go check it.
Because especially when we talk about these times in our lives, now I can like think about how you looked, right? I can be like, okay, this was when? 2012? Great, okay. We have yellow on the forehead. Got it. Okay, go. Now I can visualize.
This is the context for what made me me.
Right.
Who wants to share with the class next? Because I'm so excited to listen.
Ryan, you should. Okay. Do you want to go?
I can. Yeah. Do you want to close it out?
Go ahead.
Okay. I have a few eras, just a few, because they're all, I would say I lived a lot of lives in high school as well, but I was pretty consistent.
Mm.
Visually.
Mm.
Branding.
Branding wise. I figured it out and I stuck to it.
She's like, this headband is really working for me.
I'm gonna keep this. Yeah.
Your mom's like, oh no.
I thought we were gonna get rid of
I'm so glad you prefaced the story with your mother being like, and I saw your outfit choices and I was like, I don't know what we're doing, but I support it.
She did, and I'm really grateful for it. So the first era we have here, I like to call the Bayang. And you will quickly see why. Okay. So,
you're precious.
There's a few things here that I need to address. So, these were clip-in bangs to just really add into it.
This is so cute. The shrug.
Yeah, so the first photo is my, I think, freshman year high school homecoming. This was before I was turned into a young thottie. Like, this was when I was still innocent and I didn't realize that this is not what we were wearing in high school.
It speaks justice.
Thank you.
It's still like it, very.
And yes, it was very, you know, juvenile, young, mm-hmm. very like young girl. Like, that's mm-hmm. what I was giving. Mm-hmm. And I showed up to the dance and I was like, fuck, like. This is not the vibe.
Ditched the shrug.
Yeah.
Told your mom you lost it.
And I was wearing tights. Like, I'm also wearing, like, if you zoom into my wrist, like, I always had, like, little bracelets on like that. Like, the beaded bracelets, the little one. Yeah. And this dress, I don't even know. But the clip-in bangs. And also, if you zoom on top of my head, I have a headband flower situation mm-hmm. going on here mm-hmm. that had feathers in it. And the peep toe shoes, also, I'd like to acknowledge. I really thought this was giving, and I think it was for what I wanted it to be, but I quickly realized that was like not the vibe. If we scroll a little bit over, we have again the infamous clip and bangs, the same clip. Yep.
It probably hid the bangs really well.
And no, it did because they were clipping. Yep, so obviously you could see
the
lip.
So you were like, when I wear the bangs, I have to wear something, headband, feather.
Yeah.
And so now we have a whole.
Because
thing
in the
them.
Next photo, I'm wearing the bangs without something on top and you can see the
something's
lip.
Missing. You needed something's missing. It's the blue flower. Yep. Like, it almost looks like one of those little hats that mm-hmm. like British people wear mm-hmm. to like fancy events, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. I was also the biggest fan of a side pony, but ooh. Not like on the actual side, but like like back, but to the side.
Off-center.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like off center.
I can see that in this one.
Yeah. I was a big fan of that. Big fan. It's also these Mardi Gras beads. I think I was supposed to be giving the Tiana vibe, I'm hoping, considering I'm standing next to her.
That's what you're doing.
So
you're
I'm hoping that that wasn't just Norman's. A choice uh-huh. that yeah. I was making. Mm-mm.
It was for tea.
Yeah. I was just really big on, in my head, like fashion, I was like, I need to be doing something here. And why would I not have the bangs when I could have bangs?
Yeah.
Just clip in the bangs. Yeah. So again, another great one, this last Bayang era. Also, I look so young. This is a child here.
You look so cute.
Did you guys have the knitted headbands like this?
Oh, yeah.
I think I had this one literally in purple.
Yeah. Yeah, with the flower mm-hmm. crocheted also on the side. Yeah, oh yeah. These were big.
And it again, was like such a big headband. It was almost a hat.
Yes, but it was like half a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also hid the bang, you know, the situation.
Smart. Again, throwing the bangs. Because the bangs are giving very natural here with the beanie. So I will applaud this.
Thank you. Thank you.
Also, is that a very thin scarf around your neck?
I see that.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
And
you remember those skinny mini ones?
Yeah.
That Ashley Tisdale would wear the house down boots?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So this is my Bayang era. And this was like my freshman. This is, I feel like, my freshman year. I ditched the bangs when we got to sophomore year.
Okay.
Because I realized that was not what we were doing. But yeah. Bayangs.
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 And what were you into in this era, other than fashion, bangs, tiny scarves?
Boys.
Okay.
I mean, I was always into boys, but these were high school boys now. So I got to see like older boys and like football boys. And so I was like, hello. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. And socializing. This was like when I started to really get into like clubs at school. because I realized that, like, this was also when I wanted to stay at school, not for, like, education.
To socialize.
To socialize. So I was, like, in all the clubs, did all the things so that I could, like, stay at school and be at school and, like, hang out.
Right.
I was just there to hang out, obviously. That was, like, the vibe.
It's like, mom, don't come right at 3:30.
Yeah, come at, like, 4:15.
Right, so I can hang out with everyone outside the school.
Right. And also, we had, like, the school was next to, like, a Wendy's and, like, a 7-Eleven and stuff, too. So we would always, like, walk over there and, like, go buy stuff with our $5.
And if we put our dollars together.
Yeah, then we could get, like, a lot of things. Yeah. Okay. This next era I like to call accessorize.
Oh, my gosh. Can I please make this my wallpaper?
Which one?
This. Oh.
When you call us, this will be the photo that pops up, dude.
Accessorize.
That's what this. Also, please just want to note the tank top underneath.
The tank top. You see it?
With pulled the lace. Down with the lace.
Of course. Yep. Yeah. I was big on sunglasses and I was big on beanies. Like, this was like my beanie era. This also could be called the beanie era. I was I simply just needed to. In the next photo, also again, this is the one I recreated with these like so ultra 2000 sunglasses and this like, again, white beanie, double layered up. Like, we were big on the layers. Mm-hmm. Big on the layers. Just so. I really, really thought that I was, like, giving. Mm-hmm. Truly.
But
truly.
Here's the thing. You were for the time. Because we laugh now. But if I saw you, I would have been like, that's a really cool look. Mm-hmm. Those are really cool sunglasses.
If I saw that on Facebook, I would like it.
Yes.
For sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like, I would have worshipped this girl. You would have won best dressed. You would have. You laugh.
Thank you.
But it was the time.
You.
No, it's
thank
just
you.
So period. It's just, like, it's just so of the times. Right. And I can't.
I know.
This even is a like period
the
piece.
This is a period. And even the look.
I know.
It's like.
I know.
I get it.
Just ridiculous. Yeah. The next one, again, accessorizing.
Oh.
The layered tank tops. I'm wearing the black and the white. You can see the layers here. The necklace.
And then we would do sweaters sometimes. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Cardigans were a big one for me. This next photo is not an accessory, but that was when I got my first phone.
Aww.
I think I was, like, literally baby freshman. Like, I just started my freshman year. That was when I first got a phone. I look like a toddler.
What phone is that?
Don't know. It was not, like, a real phone, but it was, like, I mean, it was a real phone, but it wasn't, like, a BlackBerry, like, a Sidekick. It was, like, some random. But it was, like, touchscreen, and then you could flip up, and then I also had the keyboard.
Was it the double push? Like, you push up, and it's numbers, and you push to the side, and
no,
it's
no, it was
keyboard?
Just, like, a push up, and when it was a full keyboard, like...
Oh, I know.
I was
to have a keyboard
over
like that,
the moon, over the moon, and this was
big.
My first phone, so I was like freaking the fuck
just
out.
Just having a first phone,
yeah. Again, a lot, just very accessorizing. I used to wear Peter Pan necklace, like they were not necklaces, but they looked like the Peter Pan collars, and I would wear them underneath. Regular collars, which would defeat the purpose of wearing them. Mm. But I needed to double collar up, I guess. You see that there?
This is cute. The brown belt with the denim.
Yeah.
Like, that was such a look.
That was such a vibe, yeah.
And I love that I can see the phone in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. Right, yes. Yeah. Oh, my God, you totally can.
It's huge.
It's huge.
The brick.
Yep. Literally brick.
You're so right about the Peter Pan collars. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
They were huge. Lacy. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is also in that photo, I'm wearing a sock in my hair for the bun. Remember that?
Oh.
I was big on the sock bun situation as well.
A smart girl.
Yep. Statement necklace, the big heart with maroon tights. Necessary.
Ooh, you look older here. I feel like there's some makeup going on.
I was going to an award ceremony, like a theater award ceremony, so had to really give it to him. And this next one, this is me and my mom and my siblings, but you can see in my mother's hair, there's a flower there, so you maybe can see where the flower situation came in, because I also have a flower crown on, as you can see.
Flower crowns were very popular, as we saw in Sierra's confetti photo, here again with Ryan's.
Yep.
I think part of the reason I wanted to go to Coachella was to have an excuse to wear the flower crown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But is this like a church?
This is a church.
You're like flower crown?
at church.
Crown of thorns for Jesus.
Yes.
Perfection.
Yeah, literally. Yes. Yes.
Flower crowns for Jesus.
This is a strong era for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was when I felt like I was like really finding my own style. But this was also when I had a phone too, and when I was big on like the, remember when Instagram used to be more like Pinterest? Like, remember We Heart It?
Mm-hmm.
I was a big We Heart It girl. So every time I was going, I was like looking for inspiration as far as like outfits goes.
Mm.
Like that's where I was looking. And Tumblr too. Because I, you know, would do the Tumblr poses and everything like that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But that's when I was like really big on like, this is like fashion.
Right.
And I would say that era was when I was like putting together like fits. You know, trying. Doing what I could. Okay. This next era is my theater girl era. And these are all from different parts of high school, but I just put them all in this one because it felt necessary. This is this first one with this very matronly looking outfit is me as Grace in Annie.
Oh, so you sweet. Were Grace and Annie? And
yes, I wanted to be Miss Hannigan, but it's fine. It's fine. So this next one is not from theater. This is my prom photo from my senior year. And unfortunately, you cannot see my shoes, but I am in fact wearing Converse with my dress because Demi Lovato said so.
Oh, which, I love that.
Yeah.
You look gorgeous in this dress.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you. No, I was like, wow, I'm eating. And honestly, I did.
You did.
Do you remember where you got your dress from?
Windsor.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. I'm so glad.
Yep, Windsor in the mall.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah. So that was a moment. Yeah, that was simply just a moment. And that was the only problem I went to because I was like, I just feel like I just can't. And it was a lot for me because I was like, I'm not going to get asked because the whole thing. And so I was like, I'm going to go to my senior prom and that's it. And it's fine because, you know, the drama of it all.
Right.
Yeah. This next photo, I'm holding my little sister and you will never guess who I'm dressed as. You will never guess what show this is.
Yeah. What show is
it? Is it Aladdin?
No.
I was going to guess Aladdin as well.
No, you're not. No, it's Joseph.
Oh
yeah, I'm playing Reuben. So yeah, but I was like I was in like four shows like a year when I was in high school. Like half of them were for the school and then the other half were like community. So it was just always like, I don't know how I did anything. I don't know how I had time for anything. Like I was always like at the theater or doing something. Like I'm like, I just don't even remember doing anything else but that.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, I guess I was struggling in school. So.
But excelling in theater and voice.
Excelling. Truly excelling. Mm. But I think also theater really helped keep me not grounded, but just really like focused on something and not like, I think I was really sad in high school, but I never really had time to like sit in the sadness because I was really busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing theater, which I loved to do. And like, I made a lot of like really good friends doing theater. And like all of the friends that I have now from high school are from theater. Like mm-hmm. none of them are from school.
Mm-hmm.
They're all from, we were in high school, but we were doing theater. And I think that was one of the things that like really kept me going and like feeling good about myself, about other people, like all of that. So my theater era was strong and necessary, I guess. Okay, and this is not an era, just my graduation, but, you know, finished off my high school with a bang. I remember how important it was. Like, in my group, we were like, everyone needs to wear small white dresses. Like, we need to all wear, like, short white dresses and the biggest heels you have. So I had these heels. Like, if you can zoom in, these guys made me, like, 6'1".
Oh my,
oh my god. Those are platforms.
No, yeah. Huge. They remind me of Lurch shoes from Adam's Family. Like, you know how they wear the really huge, thick, like giant shoes? That's what they reminded me of. I loved graduation. It was so fun. This picture of like me and my mom, my dad, and my siblings, like it was amazing.
Aww.
Truly, like my little brother is holding my diploma. My sister took my cap, is wearing it, and my dad's like holding the tassel. I don't really know why everyone took things off of me, but
even your little brother holding you, like, hand on my stomach.
Yeah,
he's like, she did it.
Yeah, like, we didn't think she was gonna make it, guys. It was rough. I know. They're like, thank God.
Your parents look so proud.
It was like, such look a at sweet their day. I know. No, it was super sweet. High school was rough. High school was rough. I also got suspended that year. This was my senior year when I graduated. Like, we also didn't think I was going to graduate because I got suspended. It was a whole thing. So, like, to be at graduation, like, all of my family was there. Everybody was like, you did it, girl. And I was like, hope we did it, Joe. Like, oh, my God. It was rough. But high school, what a time. I can't believe it's been 10 years. Like, I look at these photos and I'm like, I remember so vividly, like, all of this.
Yeah.
Like, I just cannot believe it's been that long.
And I just want to say that it sounds like to me that theater kind of sort of saved us, like, the two. Like, I haven't talked about mine, but, like, from you guys saying, like, you came back to theater and it really, like, had you have, like, a place. And
yes. That's really, and I mean, totally. Theater has its issues and its problems and mm-hmm. everything, just like everything does, but, like, there's just something so, like, I can't even explain it. I try and I can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I think the way you put it of, like, the way it keeps you going, right? Like, even day to day, like, well, I have rehearsal tomorrow. Well, people are counting on me.
People are counting on me, yes.
And then after the show, it's, well, auditions for the next one are on Monday. Well, yep. like it's, you're part of something bigger. Mm-hmm. It keeps you going. It keeps you focused. And, like, even though I'm not saying theater kids are always the most wholesome in the world.
Right.
But they're not catty.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. You know, like, it's a lovely community to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. Right.
At a time when finding community doesn't come easily.
Yes. Right. Right.
Yeah. And you feel like even though there's like a little bit of cliques amongst the cast naturally. But still as a whole, as a together, we are all holding hands before the show being like, let's give a good show.
Yep.
And that still connects you to that community like so deeply.
Right.
And like, especially like during tech where we're like seeing each other every single day, all damn day. And like wanting this to be so good. I feel like that really bonds
us as
people.
We all have the same goal.
Yeah.
Is to put on a good show.
Yeah. And we are here.
Whether I like you or not, whether you said whatever, whether you got the part I wanted, doesn't matter. We're all here to like kick some ass. So let's kick some ass. And also theater, you know, is like the place for like the outcasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever that means, you know, and that's where we're all kind of weird, right? So let's all just be weird.
Right, right. I know. At least for the three of us on this couch, like I can speak to us and being like, no wonder the three of us were like, oh, I love theater and like this is our home because those kind of people. How we are here and that's why we click so well and mm-hmm. we understand and see each other.
Yeah.
So wow.
Wow. So wow, theater. Wow.
So which of your eras would you say was like your most like rebellious, scandalous?
Mm.
I mean, I guess if you got suspended your senior year.
I did get suspended my senior year. But that was, like, the buildup of, like, just, like, kind of doing, like, sus things, like, the whole time, like, all of high school. Mm. And then, like, I just went balls to the walls my senior year. But I think, yeah, my senior year was the most, like, let me see how much I can get away with.
Mm.
And then I got caught up. So I tried to do them. But also my freshman year, too, because I was like, I'm finally in high school. Like, let's fucking get into it.
That's so funny to look at that picture of you with, like, the shrug and like the dress and be like, she was fucking it up.
Yep. And honestly, that might have been what kept me from getting caught up.
Her and that feather.
Yeah. You and that feather have seen some things.
Oh, girl. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, Miss P.
Oh, God. All right, here we go, you guys. Gather round. Kicking off for my very first era, I feel like it was entering high school, and that means I am going to try very, very hard to fit in and do what is necessary to fit in. And I was like collecting the data of what happened in middle school that I need here. Middle school was very, what you were wearing was very important, like the Hollister Abercrombie type vibe. And that was like the wave that I was still riding, and it was working for me. So allow me to send some photos.
It was working for me.
It was working for me because I don't know. So let me just say, no. So So for my photo, obviously, for the one that's going to go like in the yearbook, my mom's going to get printed off for her car and everything, I'm going to be a Hollister billboard.
Literally.
I only strictly wear Hollister and Abercrombie. Those are Abercrombie, a skirt that was also simply too small for me that I should not have been wearing.
Right.
The hoops were hooping hard. I love going to Claire's, getting pink, blue, whatever needed, and the gloss. That was when the gloss. I wasn't allowed to wear makeup at the time, so the only makeup I have in this photo is black eyeliner that I quickly put on right before the photo. My mother was very upset with me when she got the prints back and was like, what's on your face? You were only allowed to wear lip gloss. And I was like, I'm so sorry. The other girls did it, and like I had to. And guess what? The other girls did do it, so like I literally had to.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And I will get to this when I am like at the end of it. But like as we're going along, really take a note of how like P was like, I am trying to literally just fit in to survive. And like I'm looking at this person with like the Hollister and like all stuff, and I was like, girl, you just like I didn't love this shirt. No, it was just like to let you know where I stood and with my like that click that was like
just
whatever.
Just know that I'm out here too. Right.
Trying so damn hard.
And the flat ironed hair.
Yeah.
I'm sure that because you don't have a single bump or crease. I'm sure you went over those pieces like
eight times. You crisped the fuck out of your hair.
Sierra, that was at the time when I would do it layer by layer. Like as you're supposed to straighten it and like do it and like flatten the hell out of your bangs. Yep. And I'm waking up at 6 a.m. to flatten that shit out.
Right.
All right. We take a little peruse over to this next photo here.
Gorge.
It is a photo of me and my bestie in my backyard taking photos for Facebook because Facebook at this time is now like becoming a thing and like we'll meet you up on Facebook like at the end of the day. Like we're all going to be online. And so we need to have photos for the thing. Of course, you can see my little brother in the background, obviously trying to photo bomb.
Right.
You can see my necklace statement piece. It
very much
the feathers.
So.
Feathers. Yep.
That seems to be a common theme.
Yes.
Feather statement pieces and feathers.
Either earrings in my hair or on a necklace. I have a white, like, off-the-shoulder type of shirt, but there is a tank top underneath, as you can see.
Oh, yes.
An orange one. And
to match the feathers.
To match the feathers. Because, we were, like, your mom with the flower, the pink, the blue flower matching the top because we were just matching.
We're matching.
It made sense.
Right.
Okay. I would like to label this era, I think, my Miley Cyrus wannabe era. Like, I really, really was watching Disney Channel and studying those girls. Like, what we have here is, like, okay, we need to take photos in our bedroom, get that up on socials, get the Ray-Bans. I had Hollister bags on my wall. I had silly bands.
Oh, my God. Silly bands. TBT.
I unfortunately found some Ed Hardy tops at Tilly's one day and then thought I could wear a little bit of Ed Hardy because it had some bling and shit like
that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And Paloma, can I just say, you are so stupid pretty. Looking at this, I'm like,
I would have hated this girl.
I would have been.
I would have been jealous.
Every boy would have liked her.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
I'm looking at this like.
I was bullied.
I was bullied
to the gods.
Yeah, because you were pretty.
Bullied to the gods.
I know it's the meme of like they're jealous of you,
but that's so.
No, there is no way they weren't jealous of this girl.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No
way. This baddie for show.
Thank you. So much. Thank you so much. And when I like see myself in like these photos, I'm like, I can just see that like I'm a little girl trying to be so grown.
Right.
And like I also knew that that was like a thing also because I had started puberty so soon. So like I already was like, I need the tight tops for like to show the boobies.
To show the boobs, yeah.
Like, you know, like
that was a big thing too. You know what I thought of? Sorry to cut you off, but there's a picture, the picture of you with Kenzie and TJ at the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you probably extra like that picture because your cleavage was showing. That's something that I totally, when I was like 16 or whatever, taking pictures, I'm like, oh yeah, that's good. Me taking selfies, like trying to like push my boobs together because that's so like
wearing
what the fuck
three
we're
sports
doing.
Bras.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Right. Okay. Anyways.
Okay. So Paloma was still very like what they in like Mexico, fresa, very like very girly girl, very Hollister, Miley Cyrus. I don't have photos to show you right now, but I will for the video later. I went to Sally's Beauty Salon and bought myself some hair extensions. And the hair extensions, when I got home, didn't have, like, any clip on them. Like, I had just bought, like, the hair. And I was like, oh, my God. So I had to go back to Sally's Beauty Salon, buy the clips, then sewed my hair to these damn clips. This bitch has never sewed a thing in her life, but there she was in her bedroom listening to Miley Cyrus and watching. I had just seen, like, I'm sure that was by the time when she had already done, like, the Party in the USA. So I had to have the long hair. And my birthday was coming up. And you bet your ass I was going to have the long hair for my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So I will show you the birthday party photos of where you can clearly tell.
Yes, I've seen
here is
one.
Hair and here is clip. Because.
Yeah, bad.
It's so bad, but yeah, Paloma did the, because my hair wouldn't grow, so it wasn't long enough. It wasn't giving what, so I clipped in some, how you clipped in the bangs?
We needed something extra.
I clipped in some hair, so we'll provide those photos for you, and oh boy, it is embarrassing.
You guys were onto it, though, with the clipping. I should have clipped instead of dyeing my hair blue in my friend's mom's bathroom.
Yeah, maybe.
I think maybe some clips would have done me good.
And they did sell those clippy things, because I do remember getting a clippy blue, clippy pink, because I wasn't allowed to dye my hair.
I got the blue feather in my hair remember when we got the feathers? I got a blue feather in my hair one time.
And the silver ones, or the mermaid ones. Mm-hmm. I always want the squishy braid. Like, it was like a bead. Yeah, it was like a bead. Oh my God. Yeah,
yep. Mm-hmm.
So, we are going to take a sharp turn, okay?
Oh.
Because, obviously, what I was doing here was not working. I was being absolutely bullied. I was bullied out of the school, so I switched schools. And when I started this new school, I started off like how I was still dressing over there, but then immediately showed up to the school and that was not the case. This school was very, and I don't know if it was like the times or if it was just specifically the school, but they were very into like screamo and scene, and it was very that kind of era, and it was maybe just like the group that I found myself in. I can't tell you, but this was a brief moment in time. In addition to this first photo where you can clearly see I have put on far too much mascara.
Wait, we do need to zoom in on these spider lashes right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I can see the eyeliner in the waterline.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But also look at your little freckles.
I know.
You're so cute.
So cute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had finally like taken all of middle school to perfect the swoopy bangs. So we were riding them real good. Again, my mother was like, stop wearing so much damn mascara. You are going to regret this in photos later. And I'm like, you just don't know anything.
Right.
But in fact, this is just a moment, Mom. Like truly so small. So.
This is cute.
It is cute.
So since I got to the school and I realized, okay, they do this whole screamo thing, I'm going to have to really get into it. I had to get over my fears of Hot Topic, go into finally Hot Topic.
Not her being scared of Hot Topic.
Girl, no, I was the Abercrombie Claire's bitch.
Yeah. You're on one side of the mall, yes, they're on the other.
Correct. Right. And I am very aware of like what I'm giving and like what we're getting. So I was like, I'm so sorry. So like I would go in there, start off with the band tees. Those were very safe. Go right to the wall, check out all the band tees. So I was wearing a bunch of band tees. And when I wasn't wearing band tees, I was wearing like purple and blue, like big shirts, and then like a belt, like super chunky, like a zebra.
Yes.
Like a statement belt.
Yep.
Right around here to make my waist look like small and my boobies bigger because it's like hanging over. Delusion. I just remember this is when I finally got into like the Facebook editing and I discovered PixArt. Ooh. And the filters. And so I started doing the blur, started taking photos of me in my infamous shirt, like in the mirror, and then uploading them to Pixar, and then uploading like less than heart, baby, BBY.
Ass eating,
And then, correct. The smiley faces with the, like, you're writing emojis, because we don't have emojis yet, so we're doing the faces.
XD.
XD.
I think the photo that I'm gonna find has XD RAR on it. It's like, I have just black, and I'm just wearing this infamous shirt, you guys. I'm gonna find it. It was on my Facebook, and I thought it was so hard. I just need you to understand.
No, I know you did.
Because I was also fake hard, because I was trying to listen to screamo, but I was, like, listening to, like, respectfully Devil Wears Prada, and, like, the ones that were like not as hard. Like there's hard screamo, but I was like dipping my toes into
like I'm listening to Fall Out Boy.
Yeah. Very much that and I'm actually secretly loving Never Shout Never, but I can't tell anyone.
Right.
Oh, I loved Never Shout Never.
Loved that man. That's who I was in love with, and that's who I like wanted to go see. I did not want to go to like Warped Tour, the Vans thing. But I was like, again,
this is what we need to be doing.
Again, clearly being like adapting and needing to do what we were doing, and it worked. I was like with these friends, and it was fine. All right, well, it's time to start making money. So we're going to get a job.
Are we going to Aeropostale?
Yep.
Woo!
And we are going to stop on our next era. And here we go is when I... This is the era of, hello, welcome to Arrow. It's starting to get hella preppy in here, but not like preppy how we use it now. Like preppy back in the day.
No, totally.
Like this is when I started posting with like cute food. It
the
was
red
like
lipstick.
I know. And there's like a lot of photos from this time that you were wearing like color on your lips.
Yes, I love to have like the red lip and just like doing the layers of the tank tops and then the sweater, as you can mm-hmm. see, yellow.
Right, no, yes.
Sweater.
Are yep. those like little Valentine's Day like message hearts on your shirt?
Yes.
That mm-hmm. is so mm-hmm.
This was on Valentine's Day when I asked my parents to take us to Sprinkles so I could get a photo with the Sprinkles cupcake.
And not then, her doing this
an
back
influencer.
In the day.
And then from there drove to Krispy Kreme to also take photos with those donuts as well, which I will be getting those photos. Because
right.
I don't know, again, TBT, she was like, cute food, let's go take.
Right.
And I just saw, at the time, working for Aeropostale, one of our like girls that was like always around was Bethany Moda. And that's when YouTube had just
Bethany
started.
Moda.
And Bethany Moda, they were like, she's a YouTuber. She's going to come to our thing and she's going to speak or whatever. And I was like, oh. So then I remember like consuming that content and being like, oh, interesting. So like that's when I think started turning. We were doing that.
Does she still make videos? Bethany Moda?
I don't think so. I know a while ago she was on Dancing with the Stars.
Iconic.
Right?
Love that. I love that. Also, this picture of you looks like you now. Like now we're here and I'm like, this looks like Paloma.
And you look so happy.
Yeah.
That's like a genuine smile.
These photos, I'm like, obviously these young photos, I'm like, this looks like you, like duh. Like mm-hmm. obviously it's you, but this looks like you.
Yeah, I think by this point, like when I got to the Arrow, it's the photos very much look like me. I just like started getting older.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a moment. And then I briefly took a turn. Okay, here we go.
Oh, another turn.
Another turn. So we went like very like girly to RAR to again Aeropostale back to my roots because I'm
back to my roots.
Was trying to get a job and I obviously interviewed at Hollister, Abercrombie, and Aeropostale.
Of course.
But Aeropostale was like, you're bilingual, and they scooped me up. And right. Hollister was very much like, you needed this, you needed that. And I didn't like the vibe, so I ended up not going to the second interview. I still remember, like, that was like a whole thing. So, and then after I was doing Aeropostale very much vibes, we then switched to, we have to adapt again. Okay. We then went to Charter. This is when I went to Charter and started making friends with some of the older kids that were also independent learning program. They were very edgy, very this. It was when I made Camp Flognaw my personality. Like I was at the first one and like I actually met Tyler the Creator and like Taco and like all these people. So like I would just make sure everyone knew that. And I was like, it was like a skater adjacent phase because Camp Flognaw obviously was all right. about the skaters and all right. the guys I was hanging out was with skater guys. So shopping at Tilly, shopping at Active, wearing the hoodies, the guys' hoodies, because it also has LRG brand or whatever guy brand I need to be repping.
The backwards hat.
I know.
Yeah. I went as a skater for Halloween.
All right. I was going to ask about Halloween because I could see like half of this person's face and it definitely looks like they're like giving skull, like dead vibes. I was like, what party is this?
Yeah, she was so like trying to do the skater bit that she was like, I'll be a skater for Halloween. Girl, get help. So anyways, since I was going to Arrow, I had like a little bit of spending money. So that's when like the concert started going. So we went to Camp Flognaw. We started doing Coachella. And then I started finding myself in this era of I'm boho and I go to concerts. Like with the Sierra, like the flower crown.
Yes.
I want to wear, like I'm laying in the grass.
Uh-huh.
I have bracelets that I've gone to all the concerts. You can see them all on my arm.
Yeah, like, just so you know.
Just so you know, I've gone to Coachella all 3 years. Like you can tell from like on my wrist. Like that's why I'm not taking them off.
Right.
Ew.
No, but right.
The choker too. I love the choker.
I do love the choker. These shorts are cute though. I remember shorts like this and like pants that had the embroidered like roses and stuff on it. Literally
zoom in on my arm. I have different festivals on there. Like that is not just
that was
one.
Like a choice like, that you made.
That was a choice.
You were like, this is part of my outfit.
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it has to be, it's not like I'm putting these back on. It's like, oh, I just forgot about this.
Yeah, like I just left them on all these time. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's so embarrassing.
And a part of that era, I started also going back to like, oh my God, taking photos with food is like really cute.
Love this.
The statement necklace.
Oh,
I love love it.
It's huge also.
The band t-shirt.
Right.
With the little tiny, tiny short jeans and the big statement. And we're doing eyeliner.
Yeah.
We are posing with food.
Yep.
I'm just finding myself.
Sticking your tongue out.
This is the Paloma that I met.
Okay.
This is like this right here. This is who I met.
We are on the precipice of meeting.
Yeah, I'm like, this is where I recognize her.
Mm-hmm. So is this your senior year?
So this is junior. I think this is junior dipping into senior.
Okay.
Because then we go into senior year, which is my final era, which I feel like carried into college, which is a theater kid is born.
Yeah.
I know her.
Yeah.
I know her.
She was obviously... Vote for me for the National Youth Awards.
Right.
Theater scandals. The lights are bright, but they don't blind us. I'm wearing my cast hoodie that has my name in my entire cast and like my theater company on the front because I rep them like they're
dude,
nobody's
like it's our
business.
Job, dude.
Yeah. It's like my brother's birthday and I'm wearing some boo-boo theater hoodie.
Is that Cinderella?
Yes, Junior. Uh-huh. Like, girl, go. Why are we so proud?
Right.
But there we are.
Also, just for the cameras, not Scott Kool-Aid in the back.
I know.
I know.
We will simply
which
cut
I did.
Out,
I, was,
also,
I was thinking, I was like, we'll
no,
put
we
a little cherry
to see
on.
That because it's so funny.
But that was, and that's the back of Meredith's
no,
head.
I know,
right there,
I know.
Because you can see the Ed Hardy.
Dude, fuck her. Okay, anyway.
And
wow, yeah.
So that was really when I was just like finding myself and so busy with theater and was then like carried over to college. And I was just like, I'm going to start wearing what I want to wear and do what I want to do. And I don't know what I've been doing for all these years.
Yeah.
But as I was going through last night being like, you are moving schools. You were like, I need to wear whatever they're wearing. If they're wearing black, I'm wearing black. If I'm wearing Hollister, I'm wearing.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh,
well, you needed to fit in. I mean, if you were surviving.
Yeah. And seeing those photos, like I see myself and like obviously just like different clothes. But I'm like, it's you, babe. And like all these days and like all these steps. But like you were just trying to like. I don't know, like, as we were saying, like, obviously fitting to the times and being relevant and being, like, not every single era, like, resonated with me, but definitely a piece of who we are now and, like.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we did, like, those, like, little eras, even if they were just off ones and you're like, oh, you were rar for a minute? Like, that's so silly of you. Like, what?
No, right.
And I feel like. And do you feel like the theater kid era was when, like, you really kind of found, like, the most true version of yourself?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. A theater kid was born, and I think I was, like, myself and just, like, stepping into what I wanted to be and who I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
And because I felt safe at theater and, like, it wasn't clicky for me personally, I just – it was a good experience that I had, and I just felt like I – the people around me made me feel like I could express myself, which is – what theater is so awesome because it makes you feel your community and you can be a lot because we're all a lot. So I was just really stepping into myself and being like, I actually like pink. I'm going to start wearing pink again. I literally swore her off, you guys. Like, I was like, never again.
Right.
Because I like heard what was happening when she liked pink so much. It was just like, you were too girly. And to be too girly was like.
No, that was like the worst
the
thing.
The worst thing.
To be. Yeah.
We have learned so much about each other, you guys.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. This was super fun to put a face to the era.
Yes, it was. Let us know down in the comments what your most cringe high school era was.
Yes.
If you were a RAR XD, if you were a I am very deep, or if you were a clip and bang girl.
yep, please let us know. Leave those in the comments. Be sure to subscribe here on YouTube, rate us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, follow us on Instagram and TikTok, leave your woo girl moment for this episode, and we will see you in the next one.
Bye. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.